This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, as John mentioned earlier in the show, President Trump arrived here in Singapore after leaving the G7 Economic Summit in Canada. And to say that he shook things up there would be, well, an understatement. Not long after the president departed, his top trade advisor accused Canada of stabbing the U.S. in the back. Here's correspondent Ellison Barber.
On July 1st, Canada says it will impose roughly $12.8 billion worth of retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. Taxes on goods in two lists, variations of products made from steel, iron, aluminum, items many Americans have at home, yogurt, chocolate, maple syrup, coffee, whiskeys, playing cards, toilet paper, ballpoint pens.
I don't want to hurt American workers. They're our neighbors. They're our friends. But my job is to stand up for Canadian workers.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he does not want to impose the tariffs, but claims he has no choice.
But the administration's choice to impose illegal and unacceptable tariffs, illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs, to Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response.
That news conference enraged the president and his administration. They say Canada has wronged the U.S. on trade for years, that the U.S.'s steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and the European Union are a national security necessity. President Trump says the U.S. is now looking at adding more tariffs, this time on automobile imports.
There's a special place in hell for any foreign leader that engages in bad faith diplomacy with President Donald J. Trump and then tries to stab him in the back on the way out the door. Now, and I'll tell you this, to my friends in Canada, that was one of the worst political miscalculations of a Canadian leader in modern Canadian history.
One Republican congressman says the president isn't wrong when it comes to some of his complaints on trade, but he's concerned about a trade war.
In my district, I hear from farmers, I hear from heavy equipment manufacturers, all of them have concerns about tariffs, specifically with Canada. He needs to be strong in getting a better deal, but making sure, too, that we don't get into a full-fledged trade war. Tariffs could possibly lead us there.
There are also questions about what this could mean for NAFTA talks. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross previously said the talks were separate from tariffs, but on Saturday, Canada's finance minister reportedly said they cannot work on NAFTA negotiations under the, quote, threat of tariffs.
I'll tell you what, people need to chill just a little bit here, okay? Allow the president. I mean, the very thing that Justin Trudeau said about Canadians, the very same thing that Donald Trump is saying, all right? For so long, all these countries have been taking unfair advantage. I had a conversation with then-Governor Huckabee, aspiring for the presidency, and we had a conversation in Los Angeles one time. It was probably about 10 years ago, and we talked about trade. And I said, when did free trade become unfair trade? And it was interesting. I mean, he didn't go into much of an answer on it. I don't know. Maybe I might have caught him off guard. But, you know, even then, I mean, this has been going on for decades that America has been taken advantage of. And, you know, dilly dilly, we got a president now who is willing to do something about it, shake things up. Now, negotiating is not for the faint of heart. And maybe because I've negotiated all my life, that, you know, I just see this as part and parcel of the experience, but you get people, you know, you get the political hacks out there and the people that get worrisome about this stuff. Hey, look, this is the way you negotiate things. You let people know, hey, you're not happy, and so let's get to the table and talk about this stuff to where it's win-win for everybody. Right now, it's win for them, lose for America. Everything is done at, and I say everything, most things have been done at the expense of America. And even Jonah Goldberg last night brought up the fact that, well, you know, they're not considering, you know, the amount of investments that are going in, that needs to be brought into the calculus. If I understood him correctly, I thought that was a little bit myopic, because the fact of the matter is, the stronger America makes for stronger investments, they're going to want to invest all the more. I mean, the reason they want to invest in America right now, even with this unfair playing field, is because it is much better in our hills than their hills. Now, what Donald Trump is doing is looking out for the American citizen and the American worker by negotiating a better deal. You just need to give them some time, let this work out, and don't get too nervous about it, okay? Just keep praying, all right? 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's why we come at you live, independent, and fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, the one thing you can say, there's so many things you can say about the Donald Trump administration. I keep saying the word that comes with Donald Trump is exposure. And what is being exposed big time are the institutions that are rigged. Whether we're talking about trade, whether we're talking about some foreign relations, even in our own country. You know, we talk about the deep state and, you know, even what happened with Bernie Sanders, how everything was rigged against him by Hillary Clinton. But, you know, it's much more pervasive and I might even say diabolical. And that might stop you for just a moment. You say, wow, Bill, that's pretty extreme, you know, saying it's diabolical. Oh, I don't know other word for it because it's purposeful and it's being done time and time again. And this is why I'm looking forward to our next guest, Norbert Richter. He's the founder of Fire Your Congressman. And he's Norbert, you're out of Florida here, right?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Okay, I think I'm just up the road a bit from you, just above West Palm. And this isn't a state issue, although what you experienced was, happened here in Florida. Tell our audience about this and what prompted you to now see it as a mission in your life for us to, fire our congressman.
So several years ago in the 2016 cycle, I strongly considered and was doing all the background research and set up in order to run for Congress against my congressman. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, I was exceptionally disappointed on how difficult it was. So I got a firsthand experience on what the roadblocks and issues are for challengers to run against incumbents in Congress. Mm-hmm. And as many of your listeners might know, incumbents have an unbelievable success rate at becoming reelected.
It was about 80-85% or something like that, right?
In the 16 cycle, it was over 95%.
Wow.
And one of the reasons that is that challengers have a very hard time raising money for several different reasons. They don't have name recognition. They don't have contacts across the district like the incumbent does.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I put together Fire Your Congressman PAC where you can donate across the country against any of the 535 members of Congress. And those donations then will go to a challenger in the respective district.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a way to raise money for challengers, whether it be your incumbent or any incumbent across the country, so that they're able to gain funding and get some of the advantages that incumbents enjoy.
Yeah. It is an unlevel playing field, to say the least. As you say, somebody who is there, they've got the name recognition, the contacts, and you would hope, I mean, well, first of all, it's a battle to become the party's nominee, right? And especially if you're going against an incumbent.
Well, yeah, it's a battle to become the nominee, and when there's an incumbent, and I find this now in my interviews, it doesn't matter which party you're interested in running in. Mm-hmm. If there's an incumbent in that party, the national party doesn't want a challenger. They don't want to have to redirect funds or assistance or help to the incumbent so that they continue the race. Both parties have limited resources, and they want to use those resources as cleanly as possible. And one of the ways that they do it, and they did with me, is to intimidate and obstruct challengers from even challenging incumbents.
How did they intimidate you?
You know, when you have, when you go to party meetings and you don't have the chance to speak, or if you do have the chance to speak, the whole culture is such that, well, we won't talk about against the guy who's in office now. And that's one of the, so I'm in aerospace for a living. And when we have a problem in the factory, we have to take corrective action to make sure that problem doesn't occur again.
Right.
And there is no corrective action, or very minimal corrective action, in the political election process. And so Fire Your Congressman PAC is set up to become a corrective action for the ways that challengers are inhibited and challenged to get their campaigns going and to actually bring debate and dialogue to a primary or national contest.
Kind of interesting, Norbert. You know, you talk about equal time in a sense. You know, the media, we have to offer equal time. So if we have some, a party representative or somebody running for an office come on, then we have to offer the same amount of time to his competitor. But yet in the party, within the party structure itself, as you say, you're at a party event and you don't get equal time with the incumbent or anybody else for that matter. So you're really competing from the get-go, for exposure.
Right. And so when it comes to campaign finance, oftentimes if you're a business or a business owner in the district, you will contribute to the incumbent to make sure that the incumbent answers the phone when you need him in 6 months or 8 months or a year. And that is one of the ways, unfortunately, that we gain access to our members of Congress is through contribution. Well, there's a problem now that if I, as the business owner, contribute to the challenger, is my representative still going to pick up the phone? Because in the process of this donation, it's disclosed that I donated to the challenger.
Right.
And one of the strengths of Fire Your Congressman PAC is that when someone donates to the PAC, it only shows as a donation to the PAC, not to whom you want to challenge. And so if you are in the congressperson's district and you donate against them, it just simply shows as a donation to the PAC. And it could be for any of the 535 members of Congress.
Norbert, this is all about influence, and in a way, this is kind of a soft pedal of a pay-to-play, the way the system is set up, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things on the pay-to-play system is that challengers have, until now, never really had many opportunities to use the system. So Citizens United was a 2010 Supreme Court ruling to where maybe you've heard the term that corporations are people.
And right, exactly.
Citizens United, and with the super PAC side of Fire Your Congressman, challengers now can have unlimited donations from persons, from corporations, or from unions. And that's something that challengers never really had the opportunity to take advantage of.
So challengers now can get into that treasury just like incumbents now. So that evens the playing field just a bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So challengers, of course, you're going through the district and you might find a jewel of a donor. but they're maxed out at $2,700. Mm-hmm. That's the amount that federal election law lets somebody contribute to a particular race. But now, if that same donor can, they can continue with Fire Your Congressman PAC, and they can do so in an unlimited fashion in support of that challenge.
Interesting. Norbert Rickert is with us. He's the founder of Fire Your Congressman. Much more to get into, as you can imagine, as we're wondering what is going on with Congress, why isn't it working, and why is the Senate going to have to work this summer? Kind of a novel concept, like everybody else, right? Stay with us. More
Pro
coming up.
Pro-Cure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter by Pro-Cure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200-plus contaminants with Pro-1 G2.0 full-spectrum filter technology. Pro-Cure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great-tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call you. Hey, speaking of emails, got a lot of emails this weekend. Thank you so much for getting your name in the hoppa for our free giveaway. We're giving away the DVD Blu-ray combo pack of the movie Samson, starring James Taylor, who we interviewed last week. And also, I Can Only Imagine, the song you knew, the story you don't, a terrific giveaway. So we're giving away I Can Only Imagine or Samson movie, whichever one you want, just when you send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, designate which movie you want to be in the hopper for. If it's for I Can Only Imagine or Samson, make sure you include your address. And I can say, I'm really proud of you. All of you, name, address, all right there. It was wonderful. So just keep those emails coming in because we want to get those distributed by the end of this week. Okay, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Norbert Richter is with us. He is the founder of FireYourCongressman.com, as he laid out in the first segment. There's some sincere issues that we need to consider here in terms of leveling the playing field and making sure that we are opening up the talent pool, so to speak. I mean, if we keep drawing from the same people, we keep getting the same thing. And how many other people have we lost along the way, are we missing out on, who would like to serve our country? But they're limited in doing so because the way the system is operating. It's a bit rigged, no doubt. And, you know, we need to look at that because, you know, what have we gotten ourselves into? I think we're bogged down in this deep state syndrome that we're in. It's more than a syndrome. I believe it's a reality because, look, we keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. And, you know, we're more talented than this. And there should be a better way, and a lot of people like Norbert are saying the same thing. They're asking the same questions. But Norbert's actually getting off his duff, and he's doing something about it, and he started a PAC called FireYourCongressman.com. Norbert, as we were talking before, I mean, I guess the next transition was part of the, the endearment to contributing is also you got that process of anonymity, right? Now explain to our audience how that plays.
Well, okay, and I also I'd like to touch on the point that you brought up there just a moment ago. So anonymity can be key sometimes for donations. Mm. And then also, as we collect these donations that are distributed to challengers, it's going to bring a caliber of representative that right now doesn't get into politics.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, you could imagine that either you're independently wealthy or you're foolhardy in order to get in, and it's very often that the independently wealthy challengers that come in, they have their own agenda.
Right.
And they are not setting an agenda that the regular constituent is interested in. And mm-hmm. so being able to supply challengers with good funding means that the constituents in that district are going to be better represented.
Exactly.
And so for that matter, so if one can donate anonymously to a campaign of a challenger. So once the campaign, you can run up to a challenger and put a $50 bill on the table and run away mm-hmm. and not give them your name or anything along those lines. And that's the limit of the donation. But with mm-hmm. Fire Your Congressman, the limit is now $200, where we don't disclose, who it is that you're donated against.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people simply, they're very interested, but they don't want to get involved, and they're interested that their names don't come up because they don't want controversy.
Right.
Well, with the PAC now, we keep track of you upon the first dollar. Mm-hmm. But the way that our forms are, that until you meet $200 a year, you don't get disclosed. So you're just aligned.
You're below the radar. You see, and what you bring up here, you know, of course, this raised its head, as you pointed out, where we had a CEO of a company give a $1,000 donation, and he was maligned and kicked out of his company. I mean, this is ridiculous. This kind of stuff every American should stand against. But no, you know, the liberals were the ones that got away with this. And the fact that, you know, it goes on to this day is absolutely disgusting. This is not the land of the free and the home of the brave. This is a violation of our constitutional rights when things become weaponized like this. You know, our Constitution is being molded by outside forces that are antithetical to the spirit of freedom. Are they not?
And this is one of the reasons why I'm doing this. When we sat down last summer with a feasibility study with all the talent that we could find in order to look at it, can this be done?
Mm-hmm.
We had a two-time federal election chairman sitting at the table with us. I mean, there's somebody who really knows how the rules go. And when I described how I want to be able to do this, there was a lot of squirming going on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but the conclusion we finally reached is, well, nobody's ever done it, and there's no rules against it. And
right.
So this is a reinterpretation of federal election law that hasn't been done, because most election law is interpreted for the benefit of incumbents. And so this is turning the tables and evening the playing field. We don't go to boxing matches where a featherweight fights a heavyweight.
Right.
It's not interesting.
Or that you tie one of their arms to their legs just for fun.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And so let's level the playing field. And using that metaphor, we're giving the featherweights the nutrition, the training, and the opportunity to show up at the ring.
And more importantly, Norbert, it's holding the incumbent accountable for his promises and what he's done. I mean, look what happened. Mitch McConnell told Senate, hey, look, at you guys have been, you know, and primarily targeted to the Democrats because they've been obstructing and saying, hey, look, there's no summertime break here. We need you in D.C. We've got to be about the people's business and see if we can make a dent in all this paperwork that's lying on everybody's desk. Right.
Right. Absolutely. And it's. So some people are bent out of shape because the August recess is when they were going to go out and do more campaigning.
Exactly.
And well, that's tough. You've got a job to do. And if you look at what your job has been, I think you need to put in a little bit more overtime. I mean,
right.
So the in general, congressional approval across the country is less than 16%. And so it's kind of hard to fathom. Until you start to realize that the way that the election system is, if you can't challenge the incumbent appropriately, well, then we all have to live with a 16% satisfaction rating. And that is unacceptable.
What about fixed term limit? I'm a fixed term limit kind of guy, Norbert. Are you guys supporting anything like that? Or, what is your position on that?
So not so much fixed term limits. However, we do have an algorithm that is now freshly on our website.
Okay.
And it features, we went through all of Congress and we gave, effectively looked for all the information that we could find to see. And tenure was one of the things that starts counting against incumbents once they've been there for 20, 30, and 40 years. So, we have to balance term limits, I believe, with some seniority. So there has to be an old guy that's been around the block and they know what the procedures are and how that all goes. But I really question when someone's been in Congress for 30 or 40 plus years that they have they're representing all of their constituents appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of an old guy solution, I mean, some of that is already designed within the House structure that every 2 years we're voting in, a third of the House, right? Roughly, is that
every 2 years we're voting the entire House.
I'm sorry.
It's one third of the Senate.
Right, it's the Senate. Thank you for correcting me. I know as soon as I said that, I go, I think my math is off. Thank you. But there could be an argument to your point that there maybe should be a staggering in the House of Representatives. So you have, people who are there that are mentoring, the next group coming in. So it's not necessarily a fresh turnover at this point if you had term limits. But that's a whole other argument for another day.
But four years is all off yet.
No. Yeah, I'm with you on this. Norbert, how can people be in touch with you?
So fireyourcongressman.com. Go to the website. See if you can, on the pull-down menu, you can find your representative or any other representative. If you see a representative that is showing their tail, or voting against what you want, you can donate across the country.
Exactly.
Support a challenger in that district.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air I
breathe.
You are the song I
breathe.
You are the war that I can win. This is my white flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Good news for those of us that came out of SCOTUS that are in favor of holding to the integrity of our voting laws and protecting the vote. The Supreme Court upheld Ohio's use it or lose it practice of cleaning up its voter rolls in a 5-4 decision. The court's majority said the practice known as the supplemental process does not violate the National Voter Registration Act, which bars states from removing the names of people from the voter rolls for failing to vote. And kind of amazing. Well, why would you not want to clean up the voter rolls? Doesn't that just open it up for all kinds of fraud and, you know, people taking advantage? And it's a simple deal. I mean, in a great compromise, they said, you know, if you haven't voted in 2 years and there's no activity there, we're going to notify you that unless you vote, then we're going to just take you off the voter roll. You're going to have to re-register, or maybe you've passed away. Heaven knows. But anyway, SCOTUS came down with that decision, again, by a vote of 5-4. in terms of the Ohio vote, so it upholds that. Jeff Kemp is with us. Jeff played 11 years in the NFL, speaks on teamwork, manhood, and his book, Facing the Blitz, serves on the Jack Kemp Foundation board. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm glad we could have a little bit more time. You're not going into an MRI machine this time. Glad we could.
A little bit short.
Yeah, but, you know, I want to talk to you about something that's rather important here, and it keeps on going. And obviously, the reason it keeps going is kind of like the children in Israel, were when they were out in Kadesh Barnea, they were going in circles. And the reason that God had them going in circles is because they hadn't learned the lesson yet. And I see a little bit of our culture doing the same thing regarding sports. You know, most people get to the NFL or the NBA and sports in general. It's just, it's amusement, which means, you know, we don't have to get our brains involved. We just go there. We're entertained. We enjoy it. Wear our team colors, all that good stuff. But all of a sudden, in this era of Donald Trump, everything is all weaponized and, you know, mean-spirited. And here we are. You're kneeling. You're doing something against the national anthem. All this stuff and innuendo and suggestion that fires up people, that does more to divide us than unite us, has been the order of the day. And sadly, you know, I hear all the time, Jeff, and I'm sure this probably bothers you. I mean, so associated with the NFL and your family and that, is people are saying, you know, I'm just not watching as much football as I used to.
Yeah, I hear that. And I hear people who I feel are reasonable, calm, peacemaking folks who say, I'm frustrated that I don't want to watch as much football. They've conflated the issues here. This was entertainment, and it's getting frustrating.
That might be good on one sense. If you're not going to watch as much football, maybe you spend more time with your family, you know, with your wife and kids.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a plus, huh?
I'm not a complete defender of, say, Colin Kaepernick or another person who would kneel, per se, during the anthem. I think to take a quick – my mindset from this is I aim to be a reconciler.
Yes.
And I would urge every one of your listeners who listen to your show – because I think they get something reasonable from you. You're not afraid to. You want to talk about truth, but you do it in a way that doesn't use flamethrowers and torch people, because we're not going to make progress if we can't convince people in the middle of the crowd that the direction that aligns with truth is the best direction to go. And if you don't speak truth in love and you don't have the motivation of love, then you're not going to accomplish much. So that's my background. So here's my quick assessment, that Colin Kaepernick appropriately was frustrated and upset about police brutality and shootings, even if the person is maybe guilty of a crime or the police are in a cautionary condition. You can find evidence that there's an excessive amount of violence in minority community, tough neighborhoods than in other locations. And then you can sit down with almost any black family and find out that they have had to train their kids how to behave in front of the police. I've never had one conversation with my kids.
Really?
About the police.
Really? I got to tell you, my dad had, I mean, not that I was obviously, I mean, because people look at me and they go, you're not Hispanic, are you? And they, you know, a name like Martinez, what do you think? But you get into that. But my dad, just out of respect, you know, said, okay, this is what happens if you get pulled over by the police. You know, make sure if it's at night, some things, you know, go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, I've had couples to dinner and listened to the stories of them being pulled over, of the man, a pastor, being pulled over frequently. And then his children, who he has to train for safety's sake, not to get in trouble. I've never thought about that with my kids at all. Anyway, so there are issues.
Yes.
But I don't think that, you know, the socks that Colin Kaepernick wore that were disrespectful of the police and other aspects of what he did. Secondly, he wasn't ready with a message.
Exactly. I was going to say, you're exactly right.
He needed a solution.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other side that reacted is that these guys are against America. That's wrong. A lot of them, Michael Bennett, Doug Baldwin on the Seahawks, these guys have dads that are in the military, brothers that are in the police force. They're just taking an approach that some of us feel is disrespectful, but they're doing it because they think America needs to do a better job standing for e pluribus unum and liberty and justice for all. So I'm with them there, but they need a better strategy. And there's a group called the Players Coalition that has a strategy, and they're doing positive work. Many of those guys don't kneel. Not a single Philadelphia Eagle player kneeled during the anthem all last year.
Exactly.
And yet the president is fueling the fire and calling players SOBs, fire them. The public on his side of the equation loves that. And then players started kneeling more in response to the president. So you're right. The issue isn't even the issue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's the political reactions.
Right. And sadly, because we're just going around in circles here, to your point, and I'm glad that you brought up that the message was mixed, that it was a bit confusing, and it would have behooved the players, rep, the league, somebody within the league and upper management at least to say, look, this is a crisis management issue. Let's come alongside Colin Kaepernick and help him form what the narrative is going to be and how do we address this in a professional way instead of letting this just kind of run loose. And then you got the president who didn't help the situation either. I agree with you. He inflamed it by saying that there was a lack of patriotism when, in fact, you might argue it takes patriotism. It takes courage. After all, our founding fathers were rather courageous when they saw the status quo being unfair and they stood up and they started a country as a result of it. Not that I'm saying that, but this is part of our DNA. So why can't Colin Kaepernick, be guided in such a way, as you say, that the messaging is correct, so it hits the point. And then the other thing is, because when they continue to do things and it keeps getting blown up on the left side, and then you get Donald Trump inflaming it on the right, and the people in the middle going, hey, look, I just want to watch a game with my kids, and I just want to have a hot dog and enjoy some time together, and I got all this stuff, and then Philadelphia is going to show up. They tell the president, hey, we got 80 people coming, and then all of a sudden it comes down to the mascot and a couple of other people. It's just like, wait a minute, we're off the rails here. And I agree with you, and what you and your brother wrote about is that it's time, we're smarter than this. And it's a time for healing in our country so that we can resolve this deal. But let's approach it, fairly and honestly. And let's limit the hyperbole. And I think the media can go a long way, too, is that sometimes on both sides, for the sake of, forget about getting doing clickbait and grabbing attention. Maybe they could be wiser in how they, report on some of this stuff so that we could get to a point of healing, Jeff.
Yeah. Is there time for one more minute?
Yeah, 1 minute. We got about 45 seconds. And I'll give it all to you.
The best solution would be to do what Todd Ricketts recommended. Todd recommended, the owner of the Cubs, that the president re-invite the Eagles and the Eagles re-accept and not treat it like a political statement, but this is a national opportunity for a great team to come to the greatest home in the country. And then secondly, the owners made a mistake by making a rule that you can't kneel without the players involved. They need to go back to the players, redesign a rule that the players are involved in.
They all sign in on.
Yeah, and then the league needs to keep its work going to help the players address the true issue so they don't need to fight during the flag and the anthem.
Exactly. Well said, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
My name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms. Unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol. Quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we've got a really fun guest, James Brown, who we've seen on TV for many years as a sportscaster and have followed him. Has just such a great story and great experience. And I could spend all day with him just talking sports and hearing, you know, all the different stories. Because there's something about sports people and the stories they can come up with. They're just absolutely hysterical and precious. Of course, James is an Emmy Award-winning sportscaster. James Brown, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
It is excellent to be with you. I thank you so very much. I'm envying those great God-given vocal cords you have right now as I'm pushing through this pollen-infected, raspy voice, but it's all good.
Well, it is. Well, I'm glad you acknowledge that it is God-given. It's nothing within my own experience. Everything that that stands out, I give the glory to God, no doubt about it.
No question.
Hey, JB, June is National Men's Health Month. And you have quite the story that brings to light, you know, what happened with you health-wise and how you needed to do some correction in your life. Tell us about that.
And you know what, Bill, you mentioned appropriately that athletes in the world of sports always have great stories. And you and I both know that, and although it's an oxymoron, it's true. Athletes engage in negative incentive. And being around a bunch of athletes and coaches, your guy, JB, had gotten up to about 295 pounds, 297. Wow. And I don't know that something like that creeps up on you because I'm wondering how could it until I looked at pictures and I was, and Howie Long, who's just in great shape of a Fox NFL Sunday, he called me a swollen tick. And I remember, Bill, I had tried all kinds of diets to lose weight, thinking I'm a next athlete. I can get this one on my own. I'm trying everything, and it just wasn't working. One strange eating habit that I had. The nutritionist had told me just to, skew more towards protein with chicken. Mm-hmm. We came into the studio the next week, and, of course, the lovable Terry Bradshaw, he sets up the show by talking about how the chicken population in South Carolina had gone down by 50%, but yet my weight had crept up. And the last thing I'll say is I lost about 5 pounds 1 week. Good start in the program.
Right.
I came in excitedly to share that news with Howie, and he looked at me and deadpanned. He says, that's like taking a cup of water out of the Atlantic Ocean. Talk to me when you really have lost some weight. So I've really been going at it pretty good, and Bill, I feel so much better now having lost. Right now it's more about 75 pounds, but I feel great.
Well, that's great. Well, you'd gotten up to, what, 295, blood pressure off the charts.
Yeah.
Pre-diabetic, you suffered from sleep apnea, all the stuff that goes along with being obese. And that's the thing, when you come to that acknowledgement, I remember one time for myself, JB, the kids had gotten this this game, and it was a video thing where you stood on a board and it would measure your weight and all the important things of your health, and it had this sweet little girl that would come on and say, obese.
Did she really?
Yeah, I mean, I go, hey, how rude, you know?
How did that hit your heart, partner?
Well, the same thing, like with you, and as you say with athletes and friends and buddies, they know how to just kind of stick it to you in such a way, and it gets your attention, and you start looking at yourself differently. You say, hey, I got to do something about this.
And it was frustrating for me when I said I had to do something about it, because I was trying all kinds of things. And let me be clear, I did enjoy some moderate success early on, but not the radical success that was needed. And most of us who played or engaged in sports, indeed most men, mm-hmm. don't want to acknowledge that one needs help. And that's what I needed to get jump started. Having Shannon Sharp, with whom I worked at CBS,
right.
The guy is an absolute Adonis, Bill.
Yes.
And he would take me to the gym. And I was putting in the time and effort, but he made the point. He says, bodybuilding, body construction, if you will, starts in the kitchen.
Mm.
And so that's what program helped me with, is understanding how to make better food choices, and of course the help needed to get the weight down first to get it jump started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, according to the CDC, ladies and gentlemen, 73% of adult men are overweight or obese. The CDC also reports that men die at higher rates than women from 9 of the 10 top causes of death, partially because women are 100% more likely than men to visit the doctor for annual exams and preventative case. So not only does it start in the kitchen, also starts with the team that you build around you, right, JB, including your docs.
And that's a good sports reference right there. It is the team that you have around you. You know what? It takes teamwork to make a dream work. We've heard that expression over and over, but it is absolutely true. I firmly believe that all truth is parallel. What's true in the natural certainly is applicable in every sphere of life. And I mentioned I needed a jump start. Well, the key to my team effort was finding this program, NutriMost, where the doctor created the program with the AIM understanding. On his website, under his bio, it said, Dr. Ray Wisniewski, it said, God wants everybody healthy, and that is absolutely biblically true.
Right.
So that caught my attention, given my faith persuasion, and then I decided to do a bit more due diligence. There was a buddy of mine at CBS, Ken Agard, who was the walking example, whose daughter was in treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and he had gone from 285 down to like 195 and held it that way for years running. So once I got a hold of the program, did my due diligence, found out that the supplements that I will be taking are all organically clean, medically clean, no pharmaceuticals at all, so therefore no side effects,
right.
And understanding how to get the right foods to eat, Bill, it started dropping off. And the thing is, I would do the program, the weight reduction phase, which was about 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
I did that during the football season, the toughest time of the year, because I'm on the road every week for 22, 23 consecutive weeks.
But yeah, you're two steps away from stadium hot dogs, man. Come on, give me a break.
Exactly, Bill.
Right.
But
right.
You know what? As ex-athletes, you're accustomed to some type of disciplined routine, and nothing breeds success like having success. And when
exactly.
I saw the weight starting to fall off of me, I got excited and enthusiastic about it. And before I know it, after that 40 days, I was down like about 50 pounds at that point and just kept doing it and feel great. And you know what? I'm eating healthy, skewing towards protein, you know, lean meat and fish, vegetables and fruits. And it's a way of life now. And it's not like a diet where you can't wait to get off of the diet to get back to your pecan pie, you know, or your apple pie or what have you. You're eating healthy foods, and it's so interesting because when you ingest something that isn't good for you, your system will tell you the body is a marvelous piece of machinery.
Exactly. Interesting that it's 40 days. You know the significance of 40 days spiritually,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Hey, Bill, can I just say it's so wonderful talking to a guy who knows that, because that's what Dr. Ray Wisniewski did. He tied those elements to biblical principles. The 40 days, the number of transformation in the wilderness, if you will.
Trials, 40 days of trials, exactly.
Then there's a three-week reset period where you have your weight locked in, and now effectively, in lay terms, you're telling your body, this is where you're going to be at that weight. So you lock it in for those 3 weeks. Your metabolism has been raised. Your age, metabolic age, has been lowered. You've dropped the weight. You're feeling great and energetic. I did not need to use the CPAP machine anymore. Wow. And then there's a 3 days, first of all, before the third 3 week reset. All of those numbers have biblical significance, as you know. Mm-hmm. And now I'm feeling great. Before I came on with Brad and you, I jumped on the elliptical just to make certain that I would be energetic for your radio show. Since I can't go out and walk 18 holes with you and swing a good club.
Maybe down the road, you know, JB, for you, you were raised understanding. I mean, as an athlete, understanding the problems with being overweight. I mean, your experience, you lost your dad. He was young, 46.
46 years of
stomach cancer. Wow.
Yeah.
So all this, I mean, and you're probably looking, and for me, it's been the same thing, looking for biblical principles. You know, God says we don't have because we don't ask. And for you, you were asking, and you got this answer with Nutrimost. As we wrap things up, I mean, I there's so much more I'd love to be able to talk to you about, but I don't, you know, I know your time is precious here.
I'm with you, Bill, and certainly we can go back at it again as well, too, but if I could insert, you're absolutely correct. Hey, Bill, you know, you said you ask not, you have not because you ask not. We know that there's power in words. Life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
And a part of this program as well are the daily affirmations. Mm-hmm. And mine are all spiritually based. When I get up, it was the principle. The linchpin for me, Bill Martinez, was Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So what I firmly affixed in my mind was, I'm doing this because I want to be a healthy vessel for his use to benefit not only me, I want to benefit him and the kingdom, people that I come in contact with in whatever way is positive. That's what I wanted to do. Everything else would come as a result of that, and it is. Great time with my four grandkids who are ages 4 to 10 years of age.
Wow.
Clearly my wife, enthusiastic on the job. So, Bill, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and I know that God continues to bless you in your ministry as well, JB. A lot of people not aware that you are an ordained minister.
I thoroughly enjoy. That's first and foremost. Bill, can I just say how awesome it is to talk to you? Because, you know, if you're doing things right, people ask about the job. Well, do you go around proselytizing on your job? No, I don't go around beating people over the head with the Bible. I try, like St. Francis of Assisi said, preach the gospel everywhere you go and speak if necessary. I hope I'm modeling that behavior. Clearly, if somebody asks, I will share. But I go into my job or every day. As Colossians 3:23 says, do everything that you do heartily or excellently as unto the Lord. And Bill, if I do that, my bosses can't help but be pleased because I am going to meet or exceed the mark every day, and it's thrilling.
Not to mention the big boss that gave you the light.
Thank you.
Amen.
That's the boss I'm seeking to please first.
Absolutely. I'm right with you. Well, we got to leave it there, James. Thank you so much for being with us. June is National Men's Health Month. James Brown is hoping his story inspires others to change their lives. Emmy Award-winning sportscaster, JB, on Bill Martinez Live. JB, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
When we play golf, let's bring Charles Barkley with us.
Oh, for fun, huh? You got it. I'm with you. Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you.